Hello.
Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We can go straight to questions.
All right, let's take questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, what did Michigan State do well last week to stop your run game to get going to the point they had with the success earlier in the year?
They played extremely good defense. Front was, and both defenses did. I think both defenses in the game played extremely stout. But speaking of Michigan State, I think it was stout. It was they did a good job. And I think both defenses did in the game.
Absolutely. Coach, what vantage point did you have, your personal vantage point on the final play, and was there a point during that play as it developed where you felt that it could evolve into a scoring play?
I mean, same as everybody's vantage point. As it evolved, I can't remember the exact point where I thought it would be a scoring play. I guess when they had the ball and they were running with it, that would have been the point.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Tribune.
Hey, Jim, in the final drive on first, second, and third downs, was there a thought to running plays outside the tackle box that would have consumed more time?
That's a thought. You can run sweep plays to the boundary. Extend the play to try to play extend it 6 or 7 seconds. There's been in that situation before too, and had the ball carrier go out of bounds. So yeah, that was a thought. And when you're, it's always been my experience when you collect to kick a field goal or not kick a field goal or punt and. Should have run or should have passed, or you'd love to have that opportunity to do it again and see how the other way worked.
Gotcha. Thank you.
And as a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Rachel Lindsay with Toledo Blade.
Hi, Jim. I just wanted to find out, how will the bye week help your team regroup in preparation for the heart of your Big Ten schedule?
Well, we'll look at it as an opportunity week to improve, an improvement week. We'll look at, for this last game, for example. I mean, it's never one football play in the game that decides the game. We'll look at the things that we improved on, did well, and put us in a position to win the game. And we'll also look at the ways that we can improve. So we can have the outcome be a winning outcome. So, look at all sorts of ways to make improvement during this improvement week.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Adam Biggers with todaysyou.com.
Good afternoon, Jim. I'm just curious, with the job that you're doing in Michigan, does it bother you at all when your name is mentioned in connection with jobs? I know that yesterday you said, that you're happy where you're at and you'll respond to those kind of questions. But does it bother you that, your name gets tossed around given that you are doing, such a good job at Michigan right now and you're happy where you're at?
I really don't know what you're talking about right now, so.
With your name just mentioned with other coaching jobs, does it bother? I guess that's what I'm asking.
I mean, I'll answer it this way. I won't comment on it. It's disrespectful to the game, and I look at it as disrespectful.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks.